We're about to enter a world of real show business. Real show business, and I mean that from the bottom of my H. Now we're talking in the era when there really was something called show business. We're a generation lost to razzmatazz. Ronnie Ranald is with us this morning.
I'll just give you a little whistle before we start.
That's a Jolson style, ladies and gentlemen. It needs no introduction, but for those of you who don't know and realise what Ronnie's art, Ronald Ranald, over the other side of the desk there, is the leading whistler in the world. Just about covers it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's very nice of you. I've written a book called Around the World on a Whistle. So
you've used that title before, once or twice, Mr. R.
Yes.
You have used that title once or twice. It's been very good to you, hasn't it?
Yes. I was reading the other day that Pavarotti, he put all his singing from the call of the birds.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes. And he did the commercial. I saw him do it in America. And he finished off with sort of... So that was his bel canto type of singing.
Would you have believed at the outset of this that not just a career, but such a magnificent career, could be based on something as given as whistling?
Well, actually, I'm writing a book called The Encyclopedia of Whistling.
Or Around the World on a Whistle.
No, I've already written that one.
I thought you might be using it again.
It's all about birds. And if you saw the things come through on internet, it's not unusual to get 500 hits a day to Ronnie Ranald's internet.
After this, you double that after this.
Exactly.
What do you make of this? This is Roger Whittaker's hit, of course, which is that's not it. I'll get Roger Whittaker's hit for you.
How did you know when you could whistle? I mean, when did you discover that
I discovered I could whistle when my uncle, a London taxi driver from Brixton, came one day and said, how'd you whistle for a taxi? And I said, I can't whistle. I'll give you a shilling, he said, if you can whistle next time I came. So I went out into the streets and...
Listen, what? That first one you did there, Ronnie, that first one, it's like a New York traffic cop. That first bit again.
Oh, yes. Oh, and that's right. I stopped a train like that when I was with a boy's songs, when I went on the stage first.
How'd you stop?
We couldn't get the food at the kiosk, you know, when the train stopped. And I saw the station master blow his whistle. And everybody cleared off. So next stop, I said, "Well, I'll do the whistle. You boys all shout, train's going, and then we'll be able to get to the kiosk." The next station, I went, "Train's going, train." Everybody runs back, and we wait. But we had 12 stands.
This, of course, right, which was a hit for Roger Whittaker. You hear that? And when we played that this morning, and that's a live performance, everyone said, no, it's got to be some kind of... I said, no effect. You wait till you hear Ronnie Ranald this morning.
Well, I've got two records here of mine, two EPs, one from HM... you can have those.
The thing is, as well, not only that, but we're talking about hair this morning and people who've had the pleasure to watch go bald over the last 25. Ronnie, sitting opposite here, is a cross between Elsa Lanchester in Bride of Frankenstein and Lyle Lovett. You've got just this whole Mr. Whippy Fall head of hair. A shock.
Yes, well, actually, you see, I'm appearing at the Playhouse on Thursday night doing a two-hour show in Weston-super-Mare. Yeah. Now, the manager there has sent me a few fan letters, but this one was funny to me, because I was listening to you, Danny, talking about being bald.
This is a fantastic thing.
It says, "Dear Ronnie, do you know if a bird uses your loose hair to make a nest, you can expect a lifetime of headaches."
This is the best thing
I've You've ever got
heard.
Plenty of hair, Ron. You should be careful. I'm bald, so I'm all right. Signed, Baldy.
if ever there was, we needed a sign that the gods are smiling upon this magic morning of a show, it's the fact we choose to do this phone. And this was a genuine letter sent to you.
Absolutely.
If a bird uses your hair to make a nest, you've got a lifetime of headaches.
Yes, that's right. A funny one with throat to
me. One second, if I could, you could stop, because we've got to do the travel and stuff, if you could, right?
Yeah.
And also, I just want to take a second to underline that for people who are shaving out there, or perhaps stuck in traffic, or by ice cream vans that are going, we'll say that again. If a bird uses your hair to make its nest, you will have a lifetime of headaches. Now, that to me is the most extraordinary thing I've ever heard.
But funny, you know, I've got a bedroom in... I live in New Zealand, so the door's...
Do you?
Yes.
So how long?
I live in the outside Auckland.
But how long have you lived outside?
10 years.
Have you?
Yes.
But showbiz has collapsed while you've been away, and I'm not joking. Mm-hmm. The two incidents are not necessarily unrelated. You got to live in New Zealand, showbiz collapses.
Yes. Isn't it good?
Here's another string to his bow. This is also... There's another string to his bow here. This is from the album.
You're a lady, you're a lord.
What year was this?
Lord.
This will be you doing the yodeling boy. I'm thinking that's got
to
be...
Oh, that's what my grandmother used to do, that with my granddad. He was the milkman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you recorded this when? About 48, 49, maybe before that would have been?
Yes,
yeah.
It would be.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be enjoying ourselves again with the full head, almost hatted. Your hair is almost like a hat. It's so thick and rich. Swine. I'll soon as we come back from this.